Chorus Call operator speaking. Welcome to the presentation of full year 2015 results of the Brunello Cucinelli Group. I'd like to remind you that all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, the initial presentation, there will be the opportunity to ask some questions. Speakers will be Mr. Brunello Cucinelli, Chairman and CEO, Moreno Ciarapica, CFO, and Pietro Arnaboldi, Head of Investor Relations. To receive help from an operator during the conference call, press star followed by zero. And now I'd like to give the floor to the President and CEO of the group, Mr. Brunello Cucinelli. The floor is yours. Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, I will try and speak a little slower so that our esteemed translator is able to translate. I have to say that she can translate anyway, but at least she can translate more at ease. So I'd like to start once again by thanking you all wholeheartedly for the respect and regard that you usually pay to us, you investors, analysts, the press, and then in-house and out-house cooperators, and also some fans of our brand. There is no doubt that this is probably the most important call in the whole year. First of all, because we are providing you with the whole results of the whole year, and also because since it is March, we can have a good visibility on the ongoing year. So now I'd like to read the first part, the highlights, and now then I'd like to give the floor to Moreno Ciarapica for more detailed information, and then I'd like to resume the floor to provide you some visibility on 2016 and a pretty good visibility on the next 2017 and 2018, the next 2 years. So net revenues, €414.2 million. Plus 16.4% at current exchange rates compared to 31st December 2014. EBITDA, €69.1 million, plus 11%. Then net profit, €33 million, plus 5.4%. A significant growth of revenues, both in international markets, plus 19.4%, and in the Italian market, plus 3.6%. We are particularly delighted with this. Very positive results were reaped across all international markets, Europe plus 10.5%, North America plus 27.4%, Greater China plus 23.3%, rest of the world plus 18.1%. And then all distribution channels had an increase of growth, retail monobrand 30.1%, wholesale monobrand 8.1%, and wholesale multibrand 6.3%, net debt €56.4 million as of 31st December 15, significant investment plan in 2015, €40.8 million. To complete the major 2013-2015 three-year plan amounting to €120.4 million altogether. The board of directors will propose the dividend distribution equal to €0.13 per action to 26.5% payout ratio, which is slightly higher than the previous year, just a couple of percentage points. I'd now like to read out what my thoughts are about the full year. 2015 has been a splendid year for our company. In this year, we have enjoyed a healthy growth in terms of both volumes and profitability. In this year, our brand has strengthened its identity even further. The fall-winter 2016 sales campaign has ended with excellent results. It just ended in the last few days. We have the impression that the feedback on our collections was enthusiastic, both from the press and the multi-brand clients. As of today, we can therefore envisage a particularly beautiful and serene 2016 with a gracious double-digit growth. We will be able to achieve these objectives thanks to the young, fresh, inquisitive minds that are attracted to both the stimuli from the web and the craft of our artisans' skilled hands. As usual, we would like to pay special tribute to all those who somehow share our thoughts on mankind. So thank you for now. I'd now like to give the floor to the CFO, Moreno, who will be going into detail a bit more. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Brunello. So after presenting and commenting the preliminary results, the revenue results on January the 10th, I'd now like to recall just some revenue trends, starting from the performance at constant exchange rate. At constant exchange rate, growth at 31st 12 2015 was 9.5%, in line with the trend of the first 9 months. It was 9.4%. Over the last quarter, there was a remarkable acceleration of the positive currency impact on revenues. In the full year 2015, the currency impact amounted to 6.8% versus 5.1% of the first 9 months of the year. I'd like to point out once more, as in the previous times, that the hedging on revenues, net of cost in foreign currency, is aimed at eliminating the impact of currency fluctuations on the absolute value of group EBITDA. Also, considering that the very same costs borne abroad are subject to the same currency trends. Let's now move on to the income statement, slide number 14 of the presentation you received. It is fair to compare on a progressive basis and not on individual quarters, as the allocation of some costs can change on a quarterly basis but still be flat on a progressive basis, and considering the weight that the retail total revenues have on individual quarters linked to the openings timing. Let's now compare the 31st December 2015 report results to the normalized results of 2014, excluding from the other revenues item 2014 the capital gain of €755,000 relating to the disposal of a non-strategic real estate asset. The first margin increased from 62.8% to 64.4%, plus 160 basis points, whereas operating costs increased their impact on revenues from 45.3% to 47.7%, plus 240 basis points, with EBITDA margin at the end of 2015 amounting to 16.7%. Last year it was 17.5%, so decreasing by 80 basis points, also due to the dilution effect of currency on margins versus our initial expectations. At absolute values, as a matter of fact, the achieved result confirms our initial expectations. Amortization are on the rise by 4.4 million from 13.7 million to 18.1 million. Incidence 3.4%. Incidence from 3.8% to 4.4%. Due to significant investment in the 2013-2015 three-year plan amounted to 120.4 million investments, including the investment to double the size of the Solomeo factories, whose amortization started at the end of 2014. Considering the investment trends of the last 3 years and also the coming three years, we expect that in 2015 the impact of amortization on revenues is around 5%, to then decrease slightly in the following years. Charges relating to financial management increased from 2.9 million to 4.8 million. Due to the increase of the average net financial position of 2015 versus 2014. Tax amounted to €13.2 million compared to €14.6 million at the end of 2014, with a tax rate of 28.6%, benefiting from the reduction of the regional tax on productive activities in Italy, which is the country where we actually generate most of our revenues, compared to 31.5% of tax rate of the previous years that was impacted by some non-recurring components. As to our expectation for the next few years, well, around 29% is what we expect. Net income 2015, €32.9 million, with a 5.4% increase. And as far as the group profit is concerned, €33.3 million, we'd like to point out the significant improvement of minorities that moved from minus €1.3 million to the current minus €0.4 million, thanks to the improvement of subsidiaries' results, which are still engaged in important commercial initiatives, since some of them are still in a startup phase. Let's now move on to slide 15 and analyze the changes in first margin, operating costs, and EBITDA margin. The increase of the first margin, plus 160 basis points, was mainly linked to the positive like-for-like in 2015, plus 5.4%, a slightly higher performance than we expected for the full year. It is also due to the performance of the channel mix, with retail revenues impacting the total revenues by 46.6% compared to 41.7% in 2014, and also thanks to the currency effect. As far as the trend of the retail monobrand network is concerned, boutiques went from 71 units in 2014 to 81 DOS at the end of 2015. The increase of the retail channel weight was affected by the fact that the business in Japan was converted to the direct channel starting from September the 1st, 2014. And this included 3 direct boutiques and 13 hard shops in luxury department stores. The increase of operating costs is in line with the business development and partially impacted by Forex, in line with the performance of currency on revenues. In particular, the increase of 240 basis points is driven, as you can see in slide 15, by the personal cost development, plus 60 basis points, from 17.5% to 18%, with the total number of FTEs going up from 1,240 in 2014 to 1,364 in 2015. And it is also impacted by rents, plus 250 basis points, from 8.1% to 10.5%. These two cost items were mainly driven by the business development, the evolution of the monobrand boutique network, the conversion of the Japanese business to the direct management, and then the rent trends in the exclusive locations, and the renewal of some expiring contracts, as well as the extension and refurbishing of selected boutiques and showrooms worldwide. I'd like to highlight the positive leverage on other operating costs, with an impact going from 19.7% to 19.2%. And among other costs, I'd like to point out those relating to communication that have always been very important strategic for the company. Such costs increased from 19.6 million to 23.3 million, where the percentage amounted to 5.6% in 2015, basically flat compared to the 5.5% incidence on revenues of in 2014. Let's now move on to analyze the net financial position. As of 31st December 2015, net financial position amounted to 56.4 million. After peaking, as usual, between June and September due to the seasonality of sales, as you can see in the tables on slide 17. And then the debt evolution is linked to the net working capital and investments. As far as net working capital is concerned, slide 18, I'd like to highlight the decreasing impact on sales from 27.4% to 27.1%. Among all the different items, I'd like to highlight inventories because of the business development, direct monobrand network, and the conversion of Japanese business to the direct network, which impacted the first 9 months of the year, with an incidence that decreased by 40 basis points from 35.2% in 2014 to 34.8% in 2015. This level of inventory can be considered typical to our business and sustainable in the medium range. As to trade receivables, plus 0.6 million euros, this was driven by business development and the currency effect, benefiting from the favorable management of collection, income collection in the last months of the year. The increase of trade payables is linked to the business development, and the balance increases because of purchases of raw material and then outsource work, the particular significant investments made in November and December. Slide 19 dwells on investments, but Brunello already mentioned this. I give the floor back to him.
Yes. So I'd like to spend now a couple of words on 2015, on the great highlights of 2015. It has been a particularly good year, maybe the best year in our history, but very often, you know, it is the case that we say the very same thing. Then, besides results, I'd like to stress the fact that in this year, collections have been really much appreciated. There's a very high image attached to the company. Visual merchandising plays an important role, and it represents our Italy, our community, and the culture of labor. As for advertising, it has been a pretty good year. I don't know whether you saw the image of the sheep in the snow. It's been very much appreciated. In 2014, we had the photo of the table in Umbria, representing our heritage. I'd like to stress once more that we are an Italian ready-to-wear company. We have 15% of our revenues in accessories, more or less. As a whole, 67% womenswear and 33% menswear. Like the other years, there's absolutely no difference there. As far as our revenues, I would say 50% monobrand and 50% multibrand originated. And as you know, we are a great fan of the multibrand channel. So this year basically marks the end of the major investment plan, 2013-2015, following the listing to the stock exchange in April 2012. We invested 120 million altogether, spread over the two years, 11% of our revenues. And what have we achieved? We have doubled the factory, the surface of our factory in Solomeo, and it should cater for our needs for the next four to five years. All showrooms worldwide at the end of the year, they had been either refurbished or extended. We have a great network of DOS in the best cities worldwide, and honestly speaking, we can't say that they come cheap, but they are located in the best areas. More or less 1,400 employees as of today, average age 38 years, top managers 43 years of age. But if I was to step down, and I'm 62, then the age average would drop to 41. About 900 out of these 1,400 are based in Italy, and 550 employees work in the world, worldwide, staffing stores and showrooms. Net equity of 50% of revenues. Net debt 56 million, as Moreno was saying before, 13%-14% of sales. Honestly speaking, our tax rate is pretty healthy, pretty fair, 29%. I think it's pretty fair. So as we were saying before, we propose to distribute a dividend around 26.5% of profit, with a slight increase at 2% compared to 2014. At the end of 2015, we'd like to be seen as an artisanal manufacturing company, Italian company. And to conclude, I'd like to say that now in April, we will be celebrating the four years since the listing, and honestly speaking, we are very satisfied with this. With you, investors and analysts, we are always able to better understand and grasp the value and the strategy of our company. You really are very special advisors to us, and there is no doubt that you, seriously speaking, are a great source for debate and inspiration. So if I was to take stock of 2015, in a nutshell, it has been a great year. I'd now like to talk about 2016, providing you pretty good visibility on this. And then just some highlights on 17 and 18. As you know, we always like to provide you with a three-year visibility. As to 2016, the campaign is nearly ended, sales campaign, and it has performed pretty well. Excellent feedback from the press, and we are always pleased by this. But we are also pleased with the feedback from the multi-brands. They were also very, very enthusiastic about our brand. Well, menswear and womenswear collections, we can say maybe they were the best in our history, although I've already said this. But seriously speaking, they were particularly good. Then the sales campaign started very well. The summer collection was also appreciated. As of today, like-for-like, 4.1% as per expectations. And then we will be opening six to seven stores worldwide this year, five plus two or six plus one, DOS and franchisee, franchise stores. They are all the contracts are secured. So 2016 should report growth once again, both in terms of revenues, double-digit growth, and slightly, and then EBITDA on the rise too. So we are very confident. Investment CapEx in the year between 33 million and 34 million, belonging to the 2016-2018 three-year plan, where we have envisaged about 80 million overall investments spread over the three years. And if we consider 1.5 billion revenues, 80 million basically accounts for 5%. So at the end of 2016, NFP should be around 56 million, minus 56 million, whereas at the end of the three-year period in 2018, it should be around 30-35 million, with a 5% incidence on revenues on sales. And we're pretty satisfied with this. So over the next three years, we foresee a slight increase of dividends, a couple of points a year, to then achieve 30% in a couple of years. At the end of it all, we can say that we will be targeting a gracious, healthy, fair growth, and also slight improvement in margins with a fairly good cash generation. So we can say that it will be a pretty appealing, interesting three-year period cash-wise. And now, before moving on to the digital world, something we are very excited about, I'd like to welcome a young manager who decided to move to Solomeo to work with us. His name is Luca Lisandroni. He's 37. We had three meetings, and I was very impressed by him, also from the human point of view, very extended international experience coming from a great Italian company that I hold a lot of esteem for him. And the same as Riccardo Stefanelli, who's 35, and you all know him. And now he's been with me now as a co-CEO for three years. Luca will be basically holding the same position of co-CEO. So I really like the idea to be that I, who and I'm 62 years of age, So I like the fact that I'm flanked by two young guys that I have a lot of esteem for. They can definitely improve, grow, and they can contribute modernity and vision. Well, Luca Alessandroni, who is an outsider, so to speak, and then on the other hand, we have Riccardo, who basically was trained and grew up inside of the industry, and he's also the husband of my older daughter. But for this reason, I'd like to say it once again. I think that you do not inherit a company. This is something that is very, very important, and this is the rule of history. I'd now like to say a couple of important words on the digital world. As you know, we have made this major investment, not just from the economic point of view, but what we basically did, we asked the best minds in our company to express their views. So in 2016, we will be completing this major digital project, which should enable us to combine digital world and IT, a very important project communication-wise, very relevant for the e-commerce, which will play a very important role in the future. We can't really pinpoint and assess how large this importance will be, but we are sure that it will be important. And then, last but not least, we can have a very robust industry altogether. So as a whole, we believe that the digital investment is very valuable. Honestly speaking, we can't really know to what extent this digital world will develop. The only thing we know for sure is that we are ready from the technical and from a technical point of view. So we will be managing our boutique online from the beginning of 2017. As you know, we still enjoy a great relationship with Net-a-Porter, Yuxe and Mr. Porter, with the whole of their team, and we are very pleased with this. So we will be having our own online boutique starting from the early 2017. And I think we can convey to the web the very same quality of work and life that we try to implement in the physical world here in Solomeo. And I'd now like to devote 2 minutes to the market trends, so we can abide by the allotted time. And then you will also have the chance to ask questions. We will be available for you. But first of all, as far as the market is concerned, I'd like to express to reiterate my view. I believe that the future will be marked by two very clear trends. On the one hand, we will have products with a very high rate of manual skills, exclusive products, recognizable products, and without a logo, this is my idea, and very expensive products that will not be very easy to find. And on the other hand, we will be having industrially made products, very largely distributed, manufactured at a very good price and in larger volumes. As you know, we have decided to embark upon the first route, so choosing artisanally made products and handicrafts in Italy. Now, if I was to give you an overview on the market, I would say the following. Europe. I think that there is a very positive mood surrounding Europe, large tourist inflows, both rich and ordinary tourists who are all somehow fascinated by our European lifestyle, by the beauty of our continent, by our lifestyle. So Europe, a very appealing market. China. You see, I have a coarse throat because of the fact that I play football outdoors. Then China, I'm seriously still convinced that China is and will be a great market for everybody. In my view, this country is trying to rule growth. We are talking about a very informed people, always online. And generally speaking, they're always connected. Generally speaking, I think that especially the well-off Chinese are pursuing exclusive, expensive, logoless products, but also at a fair price. And by that, I mean a price that is no different to the price in the rest of the world, because in my view, they are upset by the fact that maybe prices in China are different to other markets. For us, China is a very tiny market, as you can see, 6% more or less. But we see a very rosy future ahead. We also have the impression that the value of our brand, the way it's perceived in this country, is pretty, pretty high, and it is not yet very well known, and luckily so, I would say. I do not mind that at all. These people, I think, the Chinese, well, after purchasing large quantities of accessories, they now want to buy European ready-to-wear apparel. And when I say European, I also mean American, because the taste is the same. And this is precisely what will ensure great results in the future for the Italian ready-to-wear industry, but also the French industry. But as you know, we are very pleased to say that most of the production of French ready-to-wear happens in Italy. One last thing I'd like to say about China. I have the feeling that multi-brands are starting to be established there too. As of today, we have 5 multi-brand stores, you see, but they are very, very special. And I have no doubt whatsoever that in China, what is happening is the same that took place in the former Soviet Union before. Now in Russia, there are about 100 multi-brand clients that are beautiful, huge stores, 10, 20 million in revenues. So this will also take place in China, in my view, because it is inconceivable that such a giant market only survives with monobrand stores. I'm ready to bet anything you want on this. I'm convinced. Well, you see, the Chinese, they have really trade in their DNA, so I am sure that these multi-brand will start booming there too. And then a couple of words on highly esteemed America. To me, America is the largest market worldwide for luxury, authentic luxury. True luxury, I mean. But you see, for us, America is a domestic market, the same as Europe. But I find that it is a pretty demanding market. You see, I was very impressed by this sales campaign that has just ended. During this campaign, both for menswear and womenswear, these multi-brand clients came to our showrooms, both in New York and in Italy, and they expressed the same request. They said, no evergreen models. We want newness. We want sellable models, very high-quality models that are not too widely distributed, exclusive models. And this is not easy to achieve. But this is an unprecedented thing. These multi-brands are really pursuing an increase in their quality and exclusivity. Together with them, we try to achieve the following, that our selling spaces in department stores display special visual merchandise. We train DSAs, our salespeople, and it is also important that our salespeople do not hassle customers. And then to conclude, I think that America has achieved a very high level in taste, both for men and women. And maybe what makes the difference, in our view, is the product. That's the product rules. And to conclude, I'd like to thank my esteemed Mr. Draghi, because a few minutes ago I read that he announced a great support to banks, to the economy. I'm not an expert, but I believe that Italy can benefit from this. And I'd like to thank you for your trust that has always been confirmed over the years. But you should also be reassured that we try to work in order to respect Italy and mankind in general. Thank you from the deep of my heart. And if you have any questions, we are available. Then next week, I'm coming to London to meet you. We will meet also with some New York investors. But for anything you might need, we are available. You should know that we are working with serenity. Thank you. Chorus call operator speaking. We now start the Q&A session. Whoever wants to ask a question should press star followed by one on the keypad. To exit the waiting list, press star followed by two. Please ask your question using the receiver, the microphone. Press star followed by one now if you want to ask a question. To ask a question, you can press star followed by one on your keypad. The first question from Andrea Randone, Intermonte. Thank you and good evening. Good evening, Andrea. I have two questions. The first one, if you could give us some more colors, quantity-wise, on the order collection in the US compared to the previous year, if there are any differences or analogies. Second question, a more general one. You have mentioned some important topics like the no logo or also the control on price differentials worldwide. And you also stand out because of your social responsibility. That was really the focus of the Alta Gamma presentation this year as a very topical theme for young consumers. I'd like to know from you, of course, I know that you do not do it driven by economic return. I'd like to know whether your social responsibility also benefits your communication and if you can still exploit this. Thank you for your two very interesting questions. As far as the social responsibility is concerned, I have always maintained and argued that if it is true that 50% of customers gather information before making a purchase, it means that in the future, to be credible, we will have to be true and authentic. So we have to try and manufacture respecting human dignity and the land. As far as prices are concerned, as I said before, we do not have any price differential country-wise or country-specific. We have the very same for every country because everybody is connected. And if I lived in a different country, I would feel, I would not say offended, but rather upset if I saw the different prices were applied in my country. In Shanghai, there was this journalist, and she was showing me the prices of the very same product in different markets of the world. As to the no logo, Andrea, I'd like to say that this has always been part of our heritage, so this is a strategic choice for us. We have tried to pursue this no logo, made in Italy, and craftsmanship. Then orders collection in the United States. Well, very interesting, because orders performed very, very well, as I was saying before. And this idea of no evergreen product, this idea had never been expressed so strongly in the U.S. So customers are basically pursuing beautiful products, exclusive products, and they also want, as I said, exclusive products. They want to know where you are distributed, how you are distributed. So my impression is that there is a very interesting trend, but products must be exclusive. Thank you. Next question from Paola Carboni, Equita SIM. Good evening. I have two questions. One has to do with geography. If we could have some sort of ranking of the different regions according to their performance in the like-for-like trend that you indicated for the early 2016, plus 4.1%. And the second question, when you mentioned a slight increase of EBITDA margin in 2016, it would be very useful to receive some colors on the gross margin versus operating costs, so where we should expect a larger increase, and especially for rents, what can we expect for rents? Yes, thank you for the interesting question. Let's start from the like-for-like. We can say that Italy is slightly higher than expected, and we are pleased with this. But in the end, it represents 70% of our business. But I'm very happy with this, because Europeans and Italians are back. You see, Paola, it very much depends on the shop windows, on the products. You see, we are not selling basic things, and this is very strongly perceived, especially for menswear, as to like for like. Margin, honestly speaking, we expect an ordinary year, some slight improvement, but we think that everything should go according to plans. So we want to work respecting the value chain, because when Mr. Randone was saying before that consumers gather information, you see, if people buy a 7,000 euros worth coat, they gather information on where it is made, how it is made, the profits of the company, how the company behaves. I don't know you, but I feel this very strongly. So a healthy, fair profit is important, because it means that you are trying to look after your raw material suppliers, your investors, whoever works, all the stakeholders of the company. And I really believe in a future where a healthy profit can be achieved, because I want to say it once again, I myself do not purchase anything that has been manufactured harming mankind or achieving a very high profitability. One of you, I can't really mention who, an analyst, once said to me, I prefer to shop from this company because they do not make a huge profit. Well, of course, if you are marketing a unique product, you can basically set the prices as you like. But people do gather information, and Paola, this is very strongly felt for us, for me in particular. And I think that this can go to the advantage of our brand. And as to rents, Paola, I'd like to add that the growth in rents incidence between 14 and 15 will not also happen progressively in 2016. There will be a tiny increase in 2016 compared to 2015. So just to reassure you, we think that we have achieved a basic stability. But Paola, I'd also like to add that I don't think that in the future rents are bound to go down, because in large cities, in the best shopping streets, you see, for every location, there are at least 10 vendors who would like to rent this location. If you want the top prime location, there is no possibility for rents to drop, to go back to the level of 3-4 years ago. Thank you. If you want to ask any further question, press star followed by 1 on your keypad. If you want to ask any further question, press star followed by 1 on your phone. Next question from Flavio Cereda, Merrill Lynch. Thank you. Good evening, Brunello. A very quick question. Before, you mentioned the possibility to open 6-7 stores next year. In which geographies? Because they are secured, as you said. So without mentioning cities specifically, but where, in which geographical areas? And then between now and 2018, how many stores would you like to open, roughly? Between now and 2018, we might be opening between 6 and 8 stores a year. Then you don't know, because maybe you are come across an opportunity 1 year and then you open 9, like it happened in Palm Beach. We were especially looking for this location. Then this year we'll be opening a couple of stores in America, a couple of stores in around Dubai and Singapore, then 1 in Japan and 1 in Europe. This is the general idea. And as to the next 3 years, I would say this is the yearly trend, between 6-7 stores, maybe 5, maybe 9, but this is the general idea. And as to the type of store, in terms of footage, is it the same or different? So we would like to confirm the current footage, 350 square meters for very large stores, Madison Avenue, Milan, Paris, and then 220-230 for Brussels and second tier cities, Amsterdam, and then resorts, very tiny stores, slightly smaller stores. So this is the idea, but I prefer to have a smaller store but a busier store, rather than a two-story store with not much traffic. And I prefer busy stores. So maybe we do not want to change anything as to the footage of our stores. So very interesting years for cash, I would say, where, as usual, our greatest concern is the product, which is the only thing that fascinates and burdens us on a daily basis. So I'd like to focus on the product as usual. And now, thanks to the arrival of this young manager, I I like the idea of coming to see you with two very young guys. And then we have Moreno Ciarapica, CFO, who's 58, but who is flanked by a 38-year-old co-CFO. I like the idea of having a pretty young company. Brunello, they're all women, no ladies. No, 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 this is not true. We have loads of ladies. 69% of our employees are women. Women's wear product, women. The communication, women. So 69% is ladies. And I'm happy with this because they tend to work hard. And we have to say, women, they are born mothers. They have a very high ability to bear pain. So they have a different sensitivity. And actually, people, before they die, they always call out for their mother. Thank you. If you want to ask any further questions, you can press star followed by one now. If you want to ask a question, press star followed by one on your phone. Ladies and gentlemen, for the time being, there are no further questions. Well, first of all, thank you. If you want any further clarifications, we are here for you. Thank you. Best wishes.